Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, also known as Jesus, our Messiah. And the name of the program you're listening to is Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas, and we're going through the Bible these days, as most days we will. We started going through Judges yesterday, so we're beginning today with Judges at chapter 6 and verse 1. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord, and as Yahuwah by name, delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And you know, I see a theme running throughout the book of Judges, and the theme goes like this: and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And it's a terrible theme to, you know, have to read this about a people that our Heavenly Father separated from for himself, a nation he raised up from Jacob, Israel, 12 tribes, brought them out of bondage into the wilderness, lost that whole generation because he couldn't get Egypt out of them. So he raised up a new generation, with the exception of a very few men, that I think as two men and perhaps their families and some of their children that from that prior generation that crossed over the Jordan into the Promised Land. And then those men died, and very few men were able to come up behind them and keep the nation separated. So we find this terrible theme as we go through here, where it says, "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of Midian 7 years." So we have in the book of Judges up through chapter 6, and I'm sure continuing on, where it goes back and forth. They even had a woman, Deborah. The Heavenly Father raised up a woman. Why? I guess because there was no man to lead the nation in righteousness. And it says, "And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountains, and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites to the children of the east, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. They encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come to Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it." You know, I see a problem here, and the problem is this. What does this prove so far? It proves that people will not serve the Heavenly Father for mere safety from their enemies. It seems like the children of Israel needed something that they were not getting, something they didn't have, something that would make them hold on to righteousness and cherish it. And I guess what it shows us is the children of Israel, as some would refer to them today as the Jews, and the children of Israel, just like all of the nations, all of the other nations, even though they had the book, even though I could say we have the book, if I refer to myself as being part of the nation that surrounds me, although there's no one cohesive nation that surrounds me any longer. I don't believe there really ever has been in my lifetime. You may have had pockets here and there, but not one cohesive nation. Really, I live in the midst of a more Babylonish, more Roman type of nation where everything is embraced. But here we had a singular nation, and still they had the word, They had God as their king. They had the Creator, our Heavenly Father, as their king. And they had the government that he gave them, as I said, portrayed by one of the translators of the scripture. They had the government of the people, by the people, for the people, that the Creator gave them. And it all wasn't enough to keep them from falling into idolatry. They had the other nations around them to constantly wear them down and drag them into the idolatry that they were in. One, because they didn't utterly destroy and rout them out, so they were left there to tempt them and to try them. And men are tempted and tried, yes, on a national basis, but truly each one of us are tried on an individual basis by our Heavenly Father. And we have all these things around us to try us. You could go back to Adam and Eve, the first man and woman. If there was no evil to tempt them, then there would be no trial, would there? So all of these things are a trial for us. And what will we choose? That is the question. Not for me to ask you, or for you to ask me, or for me to ask you to ask your neighbor. But it is the question that I would like you to ask yourself. What are you going to choose? Are the temptations great? Oh, yes, they are. They're all around us. We have the temptation of fear. We have the temptation of security. We have the temptation of the love of money. And we have the temptation of the lusts of the flesh and power. It goes on and on. What is it that you are not willing to give up to follow our Heavenly Father? What is it that you are not willing to give up to depart the kingdoms of this world and the security and the benefits and the fulfillment of the lusts and the fear that they offer you? What is it that you are not willing to trust Him for that you are getting from the world? That's the question. What's holding you back? Some people, it's monetary, it's mammon, it's security. They can't give it up. They might lose their job. They might be ridiculed by their family and friends if they start following Him with all their heart and start putting off the ways of the world and the idolatry that has been brought in by the nations around us. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. What are you doing? Are you doing evil in the sight of our Creator? And you think, you know, most people think, well, it's just innocent. God wants me to be happy, so He doesn't require me to give up my security in the world. He doesn't require me to give up worshiping idols. You know, like, oh, it's so innocent. We're just having little baskets of eggs on Ashtaroth Day. God certainly doesn't want me to give that up, does He? And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And you know what? I'll bet you they felt the same way. Oh, it's nothing if we take part in Ashtaroth. Because they had Ashtaroth. Yes, they did. And it was presented to them as, oh, this is harmless. There's nothing to this. Here, have a few eggs. Here, have some candy. Put it in a basket. Fertility is a good thing. It's something that God created. Yes, we are to worship the Creator rather than the creation. He created all things. We can't say, well, because He created it, we can worship it. No, we worship Him. We give Him thanks. We do not worship the creation and serve those things. We do not do evil. We come out. He calls us out from the evil. We are to leave it behind. And some, I'm sure there were, He had His remnant, He had His faithful in Israel at all times. People would not take part. People who read the word and stayed close with Him. And we see that when a leader rose up like Deborah, people would follow her and the nation would follow her. And then Israel as a nation would please God. But the problem is, we as individuals have to please Him. And we can't be followers of men, but we have to desire to live a life that is pleasing to our Creator. That's what it takes on an individual basis. So we wonder why we end up in the hands of the Midians and serving them for years upon years. Why? Today is a wonderful day, isn't it? It's in on the Pope's calendar, it's April the 15th. April the 15th on the Pope's calendar. What a wonderful day. The sun is shining. And, you know what? Also, I think this is the day that all of the slaves have to report to their master, or at least that one master that they all signed up, because the master offered them something. He said, I'll take care of you when you get old. Or if something happens to you and you can't take care of yourself, I will take care of you. Just sign on the dotted line. Sign up for the benefits. Now, granted, I'm going to take your money, and then I'll give you back what I think you need to live on. And I might even take more than that, so that you have to come back and report to me at the end of the year to get the more that I took than I agreed that you should give. That's what the master says. So you have to file a return. Oh, please, Massa, please return some of my money to me. And so you fill out your 1040 Inquisition form, because all slaves must report to their masters, mustn't they, in the land of the free and the home of the brave? Or is it the land of the fee and the home of the slave? You know what? You get to choose. This is the freest nation on the earth. You hear it all the time. It's the chant. Chant it. America, the home of the free. But don't forget to report to your master on the day your master says report, or you won't be free any longer. Yes, and you did it voluntarily. That's right. Nobody forced you to go down and sign that document. And you know what? Nobody will ever force you to go down and sign that document, at least not so far. There's no law that requires you to go and sign up for benefits with any organization, with any of these fictitious entities out there. They cannot require you to sign up for benefits. And why can't they require you to sign up for benefits? Well, then it would be unconstitutional, because this is the land of the free, and they can't require you to do something that you have a right not to do. And you know what? If it was really mandatory, then you wouldn't have to sign up for it. It's like murder. You know, the law against murder is mandatory. It applies to everybody across the board. You don't have to go and sign an agreement. If I murder, you can come and get me. Now, if you murder, they will come and get you, because that is mandatory. Because you have infringed upon the rights of another man. You've taken his life. You have robbed your neighbor of everything when you take his life. And the punishment, according to the law of God, is death. You don't have to sign up for that one. But anytime you have to sign up for something, like benefits, like you sign up, you volunteer to sign up for, anytime you sign up, you have to sign up for anything. You sign on the dotted line, or it does, you're not part of it and you don't get it. It's called voluntary. Because if you don't sign, guess what? You don't volunteer. Does that make any sense to anybody? Or is there something wrong with my brain? Do I have brain damage or something? If I have to sign, it's voluntary. If I don't sign, then I have not volunteered. If they force me to sign, then I have been coerced into doing something that I didn't want to do. I did not volunteer. And you know what? I don't think that anyone has ever forced me to sign anything in my life. I ignorantly signed some things in my life because I thought I had to do what I was told, because I was brainwashed. But you know what? Now I am brainwashed. I washed all that indoctrination. I washed all of that programming out of my brain, and now I'm thinking clearly. And if someone asks me to sign something, I'm going to read it. And if I don't like it, I'm not going to sign it. And if they try to force me to sign it, well, I guess they'll have to break my fingers or kill me or throw me in prison. Because what they're trying to tell me is that I'm free to sign if they want my signature. But at the same time, they're telling me that I must sign it or they will harm me. Think about it, people. What have you signed up for? Perhaps you grew up as a slave. You know, in the old days when they had slavery, and you go back to the biblical law of slavery, if a woman had children and she was a slave, then her children belonged to her master because everything the woman had belonged to her master, and those children would grow up as slaves. Well, in America, it's not quite like that. Not just America. You can go to Canada. You can go to Europe. They've all got their little socialist security plan that they want you to sign up for. All of the nations where the bankers and their fiat monetary systems, you know, the great banking cartel and their fiat monetary systems have taken over the money of the nation. They've got their little plan for benefits they want you to sign up for. And then your parents sign you up so they could take, they've really woven this net deeply, because it used to be, you know, when it first started, that everyone signed up when they went to work, but then they develop the returns so that the parents get more money back if they sign up their children. And you could do that a long time without getting your children a number. But then they changed the rules, so you had to get your children a number. You had to make them slaves, too. You had to volunteer your children for them. And so your parents volunteered you in when you were a child. That's what they're doing now. Now they're doing it at birth. So they keep moving it forward sooner and sooner. But when you become a man, when you become of age, if you don't question the relationship, if you don't say, now I'm a man, I am of age, and I don't want to be a participant in this. My parents volunteered me, and I don't want to be in it. I object. So you object. And if you object, that means you don't use the number that identifies you with the voluntary benefit system that you were signed up into. You want to unvolunteer to be a slave. See, now, in the old days, you could not unvolunteer because you were not a free man. You were not born a free man. But somehow, today we are supposed to have, equal rights, equal justice, access to the law. We're all supposed to be equal. And if we want to volunteer out, I think we should be able to. I don't see why not. All you have to do is stop using it, stop identifying it, and quit everything that identifies you as part of the world system. You know, what does the Bible say? That we are in the world, but not of it. So what makes the difference? How are you in the world and not of it? Well, you're of it if you're identified with it as belonging to it. If you separate yourself from it, then are you of it anymore? No. If I sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, if my citizenship is in heaven, if I have crossed the border into his kingdom and put off all the things that tied me to the world system, I mean, truly come out so that my identity is only in him, then I'm free from the things of the world. And you know, it works the same way with all of the other sins. See, now that's the sin of seeking security from another God. And that's also the sin of fear, because then you become afraid. Because now you have to operate in the world without all of the cards and identification and all of the things that the world wants you to have. See, because you volunteer, and if enough people volunteer into these things, then the policy enforcers feel like they have more power, and they try to use force and fear against those who don't volunteer or want to withdraw from their system. So fear keeps people in line. Fear keeps the slaves in their slavery. Okay, we're going into a little break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.